It's obvious from the evidence you're presenting, Sorrel, that there is a very big link between what we put in our mouths and our state of health. But I'm not getting that message when I turn on the television, because the media is plastered with one message: if you've got a problem, take a drug. Whether it's a headache, whether it's hemorrhoids, a whole range of problems seem to be magically fixed by having medication.
Well, you remember in the beginning, I said we're kind of in a war, and the enemy's kind of very silent, very deadly, and invisible. Well, advertising is one of those areas because we have to understand that the drug industry is in the sickness industry. They're not in the wellness industry. They deal with symptoms of the problems. They don't deal with the cause of problems. And in the wellness industry, we want to deal with what causes our problem, not address the symptom of the problem. A good example, if we really look closely at drugs and if they work or not, in the United Kingdom, in the Science Editor in December of 2003, Dr. Alan Rose, who's the worldwide vice president of GlaxoSmithKline, which is one of the largest drug companies in the world, was interviewed. This is, I think, after he stepped down, by the way, said fewer than half the patients prescribed some of the most expensive drugs in the world actually derived any benefits from them. Dr. Rose further went on to say the vast majority of drugs, more than 90%, only works in 30 to 50% of the people. So what does that say about drugs? The Chicago Sun-Times in 2002 reported that 20% of all drugs have serious side effects. And today, there's so many drugs entering into the marketplace, a lot of them don't even get tested until you test them on yourself. So drugs are not the answer.
That's really hit and miss.
That's really hit and miss. Again, we're dealing with symptoms of the problem and not the cause of the problem. That's why it's so important we get back to where we started this whole conversation from. Each of us has to take the responsibility for our own health into our own hands. See, this war that we talked about isn't being fought by other people for you. You have to fight it for yourself.
It's up to us.
It's up to you, because there's too many people that have vested interests in keeping you sick that are going to keep the chemicals coming, keep putting the preservatives, keep putting the antibodies, keep putting the growth hormones, putting all the things into our food, water, and air supplies that are making us ill. This is one area in our life that we can take the responsibility back into our hands.